message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Lord, it's my pleasure to welcome you into this service tonight. We want to thank God for His grace and for the successful completion of the fast. And I know that testimonies will spring forth for someone in the name of Jesus. Testimonies will spring forth for someone in the name of Jesus. If you are that person, say a big amen. I'll be speaking tonight, like I said on Sunday, wisdom for signs and wonders. Wisdom for signs and wonders. One vital requirement to receive and retain signs and wonders is wisdom. The wisdom of God is superior to every kind of wisdom. And the level of wisdom available to you will determine the level of wonders that the Lord can release to you. The wiser you are, the more your potential or the likelihood of you receiving wonders from God. Because God does not waste resources. And that's why the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 4 verse 7 that wisdom is the principal thing. For many of us that have been privileged to pass through schools, we know that principal are principal people. They take that work very, very serious. And so when God said principal thing, it means it's a very cogent thing in the life of a man. May you never lack the wisdom of God in Jesus' name. One thing that God has promised to give to us, which will bring about signs and wonders, is wisdom. In Luke 21 verse 15, he said, "For I will give unto you a mouth and a wisdom, which your adversary shall not be able to gainsay nor resist." Luke 21:15. I will give to you the kind of wisdom that nobody can resist your wisdom. As from today, the kind of wisdom that God will give to you, nobody will be able to resist it in Jesus' name. When you see a lady of wisdom, you can't resist her. When you see a man of wisdom, you can't resist him. Everybody that has wisdom carries something. And I pray for somebody here tonight. There will be a baptism of the Spirit of wisdom upon you tonight in Jesus' name. Quickly tonight, beloved, what is wisdom? What is divine wisdom? It is the secret of attracting wonders to the life of the saints. Wisdom is the secret of attracting wonders or receiving wonders into the life of the saints. Number two, what is wisdom? Wisdom is the key to freedom. In Genesis 41, 38 to 41, Joseph was released from the prison because there was no one that had wisdom like him. Joseph entered into a new season of life because he had wisdom. He could have died inside prison. But because he was a man, he said, "There is no man that has wisdom like you. Who are we going to give this kind of position to except a man of wisdom?" And then he became free. Tonight, God is going to bestow you with another level of wisdom. I said, tonight, God will bestow you with a greater level of wisdom. Can I hear you say a big amen? The kind of wisdom that God will give to you today will bring about freedom for your life in Jesus' name. It will bring about freedom for your destiny in Jesus' name. And Bible says in Genesis 41, 38 to 41, like I've said earlier, "And Pharaoh said unto his servant, Can we find such one as this is, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, For as much as God has shown you all this, and none is as discreet and wise as thou." Nobody is as wise as you. So because of that, you are the person that should be free. You can't stay inside prison with wisdom. Anyone in the prison of life is there because he lacks wisdom. Anyone that is still bound or in chains is because of wisdom bankruptcy and wisdom deficiency. Tonight, my God will release wisdom to you afresh. Number three, what is wisdom? Wisdom is what births stability in life. Wisdom is the birth of stability in Proverbs 14 verse 1. Proverbs 14 verse 1. The Bible explains to us that a woman who has wisdom, there will be stability in her house. Every wise woman builded a house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her own hands. A woman that has no wisdom cannot build a home. It takes wisdom. It takes wisdom to be a good husband. It takes wisdom to be a good... So wisdom, bad stability. You are stable. You are stable. You are stable just because you have received wisdom. Wisdom that will bring stability to you is coming tonight in Jesus' name. When you see a woman that lacks wisdom, you will see that they will talk, They will talk everything they have in their mouth. When you say somebody has spoken everything, just speak. Wah! When you see a man that lacks wisdom, he will carry bottle and be pursuing his own wife all over the place. When God says, you and your wife, you have become one. Can somebody carry bottle and be breaking it on his own head? That is the sign that he has lost the thing, definitely. Wisdom, but stability. God will give you stability. Number four, what is wisdom? Wisdom is the birthplace of reigning. Wisdom launches a man into the realm of reigning. Proverbs 8, verse 15 and 16. Proverbs 8, 15, 16. By wisdom, kings reign and princes decree justice. Without wisdom, you can't reign. By me, princes rule and nobles, even the judges of the earth. So it takes wisdom to be a judge. My grandmother of beloved, of blessed memory, was a magistrate in her days when she was alive. And one thing I noticed about her was that she was a woman of great wisdom. Whenever she speaks, you will hear some things from her that you look at yourself and say, I have to go and think of my life and how to become a better person. Only wise people can be a judge. Only wise people can rule. You can't put some... That's why many are dethroned from their positions because wisdom is lacking. As from today, that great position that God has given to you, the only place you will go is to go upward. I said the only place you will go is to go upward. You will never go down again. You will never go down again. You will never go down again. In the name of Jesus. Tonight, I'll just give us two examples of those who walked in wisdom. And then I'll mention a few others in the course of my message tonight. Number one is the man called Solomon. You can't talk of wisdom without talking of Solomon. In 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 2, verse 4 to 6. The queen of Sheba came. Bible says, and when the queen of Sheba had seen all Solomon's wisdom and the house that he had built. Go on, please. And she came to Jerusalem with a... Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What's going on? And the meat of his table and the sitting of his servants and the attendance of his ministers. When she saw how things were going, she saw Solomon's house. She saw Solomon's table. She saw Solomon's servants. She saw the attendance of the ministers. She saw the apparels and his cupbearers. And his ascent by which he went up unto the house of his Lord. There was no spirit in her again. Her spirit dropped. She said, I've never seen this kind of thing before. To go on in that place, the Bible says that she said, even the wisdom they said you have is even more than, you can't compare what they said you have with what you have. Solomon walked in so much wisdom. Everybody came to watch him. One day, two women gave birth to children. One of them, in the course of the sleep in the night, was maybe probably having nightmares. Maybe they were pursuing her from her father's house. So she slept on her baby. It's very rare for us to see a woman to sleep on her child while sleeping. It's very rare. But she slept on her baby. Not only slept on her baby, the Bible says she slept and she killed the baby. After killing the baby, she woke up in the middle of the night, maybe to go and ease herself. And she said, this baby didn't ask for breast milk this morning. What's going on here? She tapped the baby. Wake up, wake up. She said, this baby is already dead. She now said, what am I going to do? She carried the baby, her own baby. She tiptoed like this. You know how thieves tiptoe? She tiptoed like this. And went to the side of the other woman. Carried the baby that is alive, which the woman never slept on. And put her own baby there. And carried the woman's baby. When they woke up, the woman saw that, this is not my child. How come somebody else with his own baby here? What's going on here? That's my own baby. She said, no, it's my own baby. It's my own baby. So they packed the issue to the king. When they got to the king's palace, the king said, what happened? What happened? Say, no, she took my baby. The other said, yo, she took my baby. No, you took my baby. Okay, don't worry. Relax. Somebody say, relax. Relax. Wisdom makes you relax. Yeah, relax. And then the king said, no problem. Hello, Dunduka. Dunduka, my servant, come. Bring a good sharp sword. This baby that is alive, we want to share it. Because at least they are fighting. If we share, at least you'll be happy. The other one say, yes, we'll be happy. Kill the baby now. Give me the part of the leg. Let her take the head. Then they brought the baby. They one said, no, don't kill the baby. Please, just give her the baby. It's better for the baby to be alive than to be dead. The other one said, no, we will share it by force. We must kill this baby. We must kill this baby. And the Bible says, the king says, stop there. I now know the true owner of this baby. The true owner of this baby Our breast is already doing kulu 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 kulu. A true mother will not see his child as somebody we want to see in his own face. Before, one time I heard the story of Lagos, a woman, armed robber went to their house. It's somebody I know very well, very, very well. Went to their house, they were actually looking for somebody else. And as they entered the compound, they were looking for the man at the back. But they didn't know that. They just saw that the man always drive inside that compound, but they didn't know there were two houses. So they went to the wrong house. And when they got there, they were asking for them. I said, nobody like that here. Nobody like that here. And they saw the daughter, very beautiful lady, a law student in Ife at the same time, at that time. And then they said, we must not go without raping this girl. So they tore her clothes and pushed her on the floor. The mother was also there. Suddenly the mother got up and said, no, I'm not saying you shouldn't rape my daughter, but you must first kill me first. I cannot be here and I see you kill my daughter, and rape my daughter in my two eyes. That was what made that girl to accept that they shot the girl at the leg. Eventually, did not rape her, but the woman insisted. It's not natural for a woman to see them slaughtering her child. This was how everybody could see that Solomon had wisdom. They bowed to his wisdom. Men, we bow to your wisdom today. I say, men, we bow to your wisdom today. I say, men, we bow to your wisdom today. In 1 Kings chapter 3, from verse 3, that word, he offered burnt sacrifice to God, and God gave him this wisdom on a platter of gold. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 3 to 5 to 7. I pray that tonight, a new level of wisdom shall be released unto you in Jesus' name. When you talk, your husband will say you have wisdom. When you talk, your wife will say you have wisdom. When you talk, your colleagues will say you have wisdom. As from today, when there is a problem in your community, you are the one that they will come for solution. And I hear you say a big amen. Most of the problem of man is not the devil, it's wisdom problem. Most of the challenges of human being is not devil, because devil is not omnipotent. He can't be two places at the same time. He can have agents, but he himself, no. It is the level to which you have wisdom, is the level to which you access your signs and wonders. Number two example of those that exhibited wisdom in life is a man called our Savior Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In Luke chapter 2 verse 52. Luke 2 verse 52. The Bible says, and Jesus increased in wisdom. He increased in wisdom and in stature. And as a result of this, he increased in favor. This thing tells me a lot of things. The more your wisdom, the more your favor. The more your wisdom, the more you access God. You will access God today in Jesus' name. I say you will access God today in Jesus' name. The more Jesus had wisdom, the more he could have access to God. As from today, you will grow in wisdom and you will grow in stature. I say you will grow in wisdom and you will grow in stature. In the name of Jesus. Many people think that being an adult necessarily means that somebody has wisdom. No. Not automatic, and because somebody's grown up as a man, and definitely he has wisdom. Okay, if that person has wisdom, why will they write, smokers are liable to die young on the packet of something, and the person buys it with his own money, which he labored to get, and he light it, and he puts it into his lungs. Isn't that a good sign of wisdom bankruptcy, wisdom deficiency, lack of wisdom, scarcity of wisdom? May the Lord give us understanding. I said, may the Lord give us understanding. Friends, tonight, I'll be showing us the pathway to wisdom for signs and wonders. Just a few. We have many others, but because of the brevity of time, so that we can go into prayers tonight. Pathway to wisdom. Number one, pathway to wisdom is reading, or you can call it studying. One of the greatest men that had wisdom in life is a man called Daniel. Bible says Daniel operated under supernatural wisdom. His wisdom was second to none. He and his other friends, they were 10 times better. In Daniel chapter 9 verse 2, it says, I, Daniel, I understood by books. That is, I, Daniel, my secret is that I read. I understood because I always read. Another man of phenomenal wisdom is a man, Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 13. 2 Timothy 4 verse 13, he was a man, he forgot his books. He said, please don't let me forget. He said, the cloak that I left at Troas and Paphos, when thou comest, bring with thee, and the books, and a especially my parchment where I put my books. The place where I put my books, the place where I forgot it behind. Please don't forget to bring it for me. The extent to which you read is the extent to which you have wisdom. The extent, listen to me, in every field of your endeavor, you must have minimum of 50 books upward in that area to excel. In any every field, there are books written on your field. If you are a doctor, there are books on medicine. If you are an engineer, there are books on engineering. If you are a minister, there are books on ministry. If you are a banker, there are books on banking. Listen to me. A person who doesn't read is just like an illiterate. A person who knows how to read but doesn't read is just... Because an illiterate is somebody that cannot read at all. And the person that can read and doesn't read at all cannot have wisdom. See, when you read, you tap into the wisdom of others. You what somebody has learned for 20 years, in 2 hours you can get everything. 20 years, you can learn everything in 2 years. In 2 hours, beg your pardon. What somebody has gone to school for, to learn for donkey years, within 45 minutes you can get it. So, any area you are having difficulties, go to the bookshop. We are trusting God that very soon we'll have a bookshop right here, where we can have more books that we can buy here. Because sometimes, for some people, the difficulty of going to go and look for books and all that, we'll make that arrangement as soon as possible. Somebody say amen. And then we'll stock it with books so that we can know the importance of this issue of reading. It has gotten to a level whereby most young people of our days don't bother to read. That internet has taken over everything. And you know that internet is so addictive. The thing is so addictive that if you are not careful, if you are in the toilet doing the thing, you want to check it. If you are on the bike, you want to check it. If you are cooking in the kitchen, you want to quickly be cooking and be checking it. If you are praying, you want to read it. Text, you want to read the Instagram thing that just dropped, something. And then it's so worse now. If they want to put picture on fashion, they can put 2,000 pictures. The latest 2019 January fashion. And then you are checking. Ah, lovely, lovely. You are still on number 77, whereas you are going to number 2007. Whereas, not one chapter of the Bible has been read that day. There's nothing bad in the use of the internet, but it must be used wisely. Any life not well managed will be well damaged. I've told you that before. If you don't put your life under control, that thing will put your life out of control. Whereas you cannot even do anything. You cannot even do anything except you look at it. So reading is essential. Reading of the Bible, reading of books that relates to your field, and areas you need knowledge. Areas you need knowledge. Areas you need knowledge. Areas you need knowledge. Years ago, when this ministry started, I was so addicted to books, and I'm still till now by His grace. My wife came to me in my study one day and said, "Ah, you are growing so fast. You are growing so fast. Carry me along. You are growing so fast. You are moving so fast. Carry me along." And I know what she was trying to say is that your knowledge rate is escalating. The rate at which you are getting information is fast. Get me some materials. So keep reading. If you really want to exhibit wisdom in your field of endeavor, in your areas of assignment. It's a new day for somebody here today. It's a new day for here somebody here today. The zeal and the desire to sit down, to study, and to read materials that will push you forward. Receive that zeal in Jesus' name. And I give you an advice. Don't travel to anywhere without books. Don't go on long journeys without materials. And can I tell you this? A book you have read once is never enough. For those who are very close to me and have seen my books before, you will see at the back, first reading, June 2011. Second reading, November 2013. But that's how you'll be reading. Not that you read a material once. A material that has blessed you, you read and reread. Somebody say read and reread. Because when you read the first time, you might not get the best of information. As you read again, you get something. 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 As from today, a desire and hunger for knowledge shall come on you in the name of Jesus. It shall come on you in the name of Jesus. Number two, pathway to wisdom for signs and wonders is praying fervently. Praying, you know, in our church here, one of our major forces is prayer. People have often said when they pass by, they will think that because we have so many young people here that maybe these church people just come and we just play, and we go. When people come in, that's when they know that, so this kind of thing is going on here. This kind of thing is going on here. Until you are ready to pray, you can't get wisdom. In James chapter 1 verse 5, does anyone lack wisdom? Let him ask from God that giveth unto all men liberally and unbraideth not. If you need wisdom, you need to pray yourself to wisdom. God, I need wisdom. I need wisdom to be able to know how to excel in my studies. I need wisdom for this business to grow. I need wisdom for this marriage to stay stable. I need wisdom to know what to do to enlarge my career and to move it forward drastically. Wisdom bankruptcy is as a result of prayer deficiency. Once you are not praying, you can't get wisdom. The more you pray, God will pump wisdom to you. He 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 will pump wisdom to you. No prayer, no wisdom. That's why when you need the greatest, your greatest need is knowledge. Wisdom and knowledge. That's your greatest. Once you get wisdom and knowledge, you will shine. You will succeed. You will blossom. You will do well. That's why when you go to God, don't need to ask God, God, give me money. God will not give you money. Have you ever seen anybody that money drops from heaven? I said, I just saw money drop. No, money won't drop down. It is wisdom that will drop down. Money won't drop from heaven. Wisdom will drop from heaven. And then money will flow from today. Wisdom that will make your account never to go dry be released to you in Jesus' name. Wisdom that will make your business, your career, and your vocation to thrive. That wisdom is coming for you in Jesus' name. So men always ought to pray and not to faint. Luke 18 verse 1. You need to keep praying or you are fainting in the place of wisdom. Any man or woman that desires wisdom must be ready to engage himself in prayer. You must be ready to engage yourself in prayer. Jesus, I need this wisdom. I need to know what I don't know. I need to know what I don't know. I need to know what I don't know to be able to get to where I've not been able to reach before. As God liveth, in your life this year, men will see signs and wonders very visibly. When people will see you, they will say, this person has become a sign and a wonder. I said, when people will see you, they will say, this person has become a sign and a wonder. Let me hear your loudest amen. Say, wisdom is profitable to direct. Where you have wisdom, you know what to do. The next step of your life, you will not lack it in Jesus' name. You will know what to do next. I say you will know what to do next. You will know the right step to take next. When to move forward, you will know it. When to pray, you will know it. When to fast, you will know it. Whatever you need to do next, you will know it. Let me hear you say a big amen. Friends, because of time, number three, major pathway to wisdom is godly association. 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 When Saul began to walk with the prophet, the Bible says he began to prophesy like a prophet. When he began to associate with great people, greatness began to smile on him. Proverbs 13 verse 20. He that walketh with the wise shall be wise. A companion of fools shall be destroyed. Proverbs 13 verse 20. So, if your desire is to walk in wisdom, guide your association. Guide your association. Watch those you walk with. Watch those you play with. Watch those you roll with. Every association unto evil is an association unto wisdom deficiency. Because an evil association will advise you wrongly. They will tell you what you are not meant to do. Proverbs 27 verse 17. If you lack wisdom, you walk with the wrong people, they will teach you the wrong things. As from today, God will open your eyes to know the right friends to walk with. God will open your eyes to know the right friends to walk with. Iron sharpeneth iron. If you are an iron, you walk with somebody who is an iron. If you are an eagle, you don't walk with a duck. It's not hatred. It's not that you are enemies, but you can't roll together because you are not going to the same place. Those whose life does not matter to them, you can't walk with them because your own life matters to you. Your own life matters to you. There are some people, they don't care about life. The only thing they care about in this life is fashion. Or what some people call effizy. You know effizy. They don't have any value for anything else. You don't roll with such people. As from today, the spirit of wisdom is coming upon somebody in Jesus' name. Look at Daniel. That man was a man of wisdom. The Bible says he had friends. What were the kind of friends that Daniel had? If I see your friends, I will know the kind of person you are. In Daniel chapter 1 verse 17, his friends were Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Daniel 1:17. He even recommended them for promotion. He recommended them for upliftment. For as for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. He walked with the right people. There are some of us here today, you need to delete some people's number. You need to delete their number. Because every time they communicate with you, you think of immorality. Every time they chat with you, they chat immorality. There are some people, when they communicate with you, immediately their spirit enters your room immediately. Such people, you disengage them from your life before they disengage your entire destiny. When we say agents of darkness, it's not the devil come himself. He will send people, human beings, and their work is to derail you. Last week, a train derailed in Lagos. How many of us saw that in the papers? A train derailed and people died. That's what happens when you get into the same line with wrong people. They derail you off your track. They move you off your track. They push you to what you are not meant to do. They encourage you. Say, everybody's doing it. Everybody is doing it does not mean you need to do it. Everybody is doing it does not mean you need to do it. Anybody that I notice as a person whose agenda is to push me into rubbish, our friendship has just ended. It has just ended. Because your association determines your allocation. Your association determines your destination. Your association determines your elevation. Your association determines your transformation. You see people whose life are the same, the way it has been since 20 years. They don't have good friends. Friends lift, they uplift, they challenge you, they push you, they talk sense to you. What do you mean? How can you be dressing like this? I can't believe you are dressing like this. Go and look at yourself in the mirror first. Look at how everything is under pressure. Why are you dressing like this? That's a good friend. But a friend that sees you, that you dress so badly everywhere, skirt slit, your panties are showing, underwear is showing, everything is showing. He say, slick queen! Jiggy, jiggy, jiggy girl! May the Lord give us understanding. A friend that pushes you to abortion is not a good friend. A friend that pushes you to abortion is not a good friend. Because that baby that you have brought into the world, that is about to come to the world, that looks like a mystic, is not a mystic. God never makes mistake. You made a mistake, but you have to roll with it. You have to roll with it. Because you were there when he put on the blues. You were there when he dimmed the light to blue. You sat down there and your laps were showing because of your shortness of skirt. And then the thing was dim. You were there when he drew the curtains. And you were there when he locked the door and threw the key under the door. Under the bed. Do you know that sin is procedural? Sin does not jump on people. There is a procedure. Sin starts from thoughts. You begin to think, if I can handle this. I told you when I was a copper, a girl, one of the coppers, said to one of what was saying about one of our friends there, who is a very masculine guy, he carries weight. She told her friend, and the friend told me, he said, if I handle this guy. A copper. And this was many years ago. This is many, many years ago. And I still remember till now. She said, if I handle this guy on the bed. See. Because she has allowed bad thoughts. And then, like that. Watch your association. Watch your association. Every smoker, we always have smoking friends. Every drunkard, we have drunken friends. Every womanizer has womanizing friends. So watch your friends. Watch your friends. Number four. I said number one pathway to wisdom is what? Reading. Number two. Great. Wonderful. You are following me. Number three. And number four is impartation. A person can be baptized with the spirit of wisdom. Deuteronomy 34 verse 9. The Bible says, and Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom. For Moses had laid his hand upon him. Who laid his hand upon him? He didn't have so much wisdom before, but a servant of God, whose hands is not cursed, laid his hand on him. And the Bible says, immediately the spirit of wisdom came upon him. Joshua began to operate just like Moses. He spoke with power. He walked with power. He did things that natural man cannot do. He spoke sense. He got authority that people could follow him. You know, it takes authority for people to follow. Until you have authority and you have command, spiritual command, people will not follow you. So, he was imparted. He was imparted. So, higher mantles can impart you with wisdom. And friends, by God's grace and by God's privilege, I have been a benefactor of this. have benefited from this massively, from higher mantles, submitting under higher mantles, and then receiving higher and higher and higher and higher and higher level of grace. My prayer for you tonight is that God will give us the grace for submission in Jesus' name. Until you are ready for submission, you are due for omission. If a man is not ready for submission, he is due to be omitted. Because there is no self-made man. There is no self-made person. I'm the only person for myself. You didn't pass through anybody. You didn't go through anybody. You didn't serve. You didn't do anything. You just say, I'm just on my own. Alone. Forget it. Until you are ready to be imparted, there's a limit to the wisdom that you can access. And number five, where we stop tonight because of our time, how can I access wisdom? Is through obedience. Matthew 7:24-25. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to 20. Walking in obedience makes you walk in wisdom of God. Matthew 7:24-25. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him to a wise man. Someone say wise man. Anybody that walks in obedience, anybody that listens to instruction, I will say this man is a wise man, which built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended, and the flood came, and the wind blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. My prayer for everyone here tonight is that a new spirit helps us to obey God and walk in His commandment comes upon us in Jesus' name. That desire to walk with God, to walk for God, to obey His instruction, that your heart will be panting after God, looking for His instruction to obey. Say, God, what next are you telling me to obey? That great desire shall come in the name of Jesus. As I round up, it's so easy to get wisdom if you are obedient. So easy. Just be obeying God's instruction like a fool. Just be obeying God like a fool. Just be obeying God. Say, do this, you do it. Do that, you do it. Take this step, you do it. Take that, and then before you see it, wisdom will just be coming. 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 As from today, everyone in your family, mother's side, father's side, will see the wisdom of God on you. The way you will operate your business this year, it will be with wisdom. The way you will do your studies this session, it will be with wisdom. The way you will do your career this year, it will be with wisdom. Everyone around you will see that God has imparted you with the spirit of wisdom. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Please rise up on your feet. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you are clapping for Jesus, you can do it better.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.